Hi. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Let's make the most of this beautiful day. Forgot I'll need this. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, getting all mixed up here with my shoe. Yes. Just remembered I'd have to have that apron on, because we're going to do something with wheels. Yeah. Sometimes when you try very fast to do something, it just doesn't. There. See the wheels? A friend of mine gave them to me from an old baby buggy that friend didn't want anymore. And it reminded me of something that I did when I was a little boy. And so I thought you and I could just do it together today. Do you ever want something very badly that your parents just can't get for you right away? And do you ever feel, oh, that'd be just too hard to wait for? Well, that's the way it was with me when I was a little boy. There was one thing that I wanted very badly. My parents couldn't get it for me, so I decided to make it. It was called a go-kart then, because it was a cart and you could make it go. Yeah, so I have part of one made, and I needed some wheels, and these are the wheels, so I'll just show you the other part. Will you come with me out to the workbench? Okay. Yeah, I asked an uncle to help me when I was little. This is the part that I have made already. You see, and it needs four wheels on it, and then it can go. Now the wheels can go here. One place for the wheel. Needs to fit in there. Tight. There. Now we need a cotter pin to hold that on, otherwise the wheel would just fall off. And this is what a cotter pin is. See that little thing? And that'll go right in this hole here, like this. After it gets in, then we spread this part. Like that. Where are those pliers of mine? Oh, I must have left them at home. That's pretty good. I want to get all four of these on. Don't hurry too much, Fred. No. You need to take your time when you're doing special things like this. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you. And everything I do, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. Don't you? I like to take my time. When I ask my uncle to help me make my go-kart, he said he would, but I was the one who stuck with it. Sure. There were some of these things that he did, the cotter pins and all. And you know what? I used to think of all the different things that I could do with my cart while I was making it. Yeah, you know, you could deliver, you could put newspapers on, deliver papers. You could put animals on, pull a cart and pretend it was some kind of a car or a train or something going. Would you like to see what I remember about some of my friends and some of the different things that they did with go-karts? Often we can make what we wish for, not just wait for it. I really need those pliers. Have you seen them? Oh, here they are. I think I can get it better if I turn it like that. Really coming well. There are those. There. See it? Turned out pretty well, didn't it? Hey, Bob.
I'll say it did.
Ah, that's go-kart.
Did you just make that?
Yeah, with four old baby buggy wheels.
That's terrific.
What do you have?
I made something, too. It's a pulley.
It looks like a pulley with a hoist, huh?
Mm-hmm. There's the hook.
Bring something up with that.
What's your hook? Right. I thought it would be good for a Grand Pierre's place because the Eiffel Tower is so tall, and if a light would burn out or he would need something to be lifted up to it, mm-hmm. to the restaurant or something.
Good idea.
Huh?
Yeah. Robert Troll could be with him.
Yeah.
Think he could learn some French?
I think he could learn.
Good. What about this? Carpenter's rule could look like the Eiffel Tower.
Very good. Here, the restaurant.
Oh, there is a restaurant in the real Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it was named for Monsieur Eiffel.
Eiffel?
Oui, la Tour Eiffel. Suppose Robert Troll is here mm-hmm. with his pulley, and he's helping Grandpère with something. Will you pretend that with us? Good idea.
It's very interesting. Yep. How does it work?
Well, Grandpère, you see, you get something like that, the hook, you pull this way and it goes up.
Aha.
Then just let down, I can send my hand, the hook goes down.
Oh,
see?
Très bien. Alors, plus haut, s'il vous plaît.
Plus haut?
Plus haut, higher.
Oh, up.
Plus haut.
Plus haut, higher.
Oui. Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Alors, plus bas.
Plus bas.
Lower.
Lower.
Plus bas.
Plus bas.
Très bien.
Plus bas. Haut.
Plus haut.
Plus haut. Plus bas.
Plus bas.
Plus bas.
Alors, ça, c'est parfait. Alors, voici ce que je voudrais faire monter. Voici. This is what I want to make from go from here up. To there. He's very heavy.
Oh, I'll say. Really good. That's really,
oui,
really heavy.
Ooh.
Give me a lift with it. Oh, that's it. Oui. Okay, good.
Voila.
So I got the hook on.
Oui.
Okay.
Entendu?
Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Okay.
Can you do it?
I'll try it. We can send it up. Plus
haut. Oh, plus haut.
Oh, that's really heavy, Grandpère.
Oui. Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Attendez.
Just a little bit.
Attention. Oui. Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Plus haut.
Excellent. Alors, leave it there just a moment.
Okay.
Très bien. Alors, venez ici, comme ça. Oh, très bien.
Here goes.
Oui. Good machine.
Boy, that was really heavy, isn't it, Grandpère?
Oui, merci, oui.
What is this equipment for? What is it about selling then?
Oh, it's for the pommes frites, excusez-moi.
Pommes frites.
Pour pommes frites.
Pommes frites.
Oui, pour les pommes frites. Oh, you don't know what the pommes frites means?
No, yes, I don't know what that pommes frites.
Oh, attendez un instant.
Pommes frites.
Voici quelques pommes frites pour vous.
Oh, does it get us in a pommes frites?
Pommes frites, oui.
French fries.
Oui, French fry potato. Oui, pommes frites.
Is it a pommes frites?
Oui, ma machine helped me make my pommes frites.
Hmm.
I will make many for sale next week.
You want to make them for sale, pommes frites?
Oui, you like them?
Mmm. Yum, 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 yum. They're good here, Grandpère.
They are pour vous, oui. You tell everybody, I make many next week for sale. Entendu?
Because anybody will tell you, because anybody will grab them, pommes frites?
Oui.
Okay.
Très bien, merci. Très bien.
Très bien, merci.
That means very good, thank you. You will tell everyone, won't you?
Très bien, I will.
Oui, pommes frites for next week.
Pommes frites for next week by Grandpère.
Oui. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Listen, everyone. Grandpère next week will have pommes frites. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Everybody, Grandpère will have pommes frites next week for everybody.
Miam, miam, your pommes frites.
Yes, Henrietta, pommes frites in French means French fries.
Oh, French fried potatoes.
That's right, X.
Oh, great.
Grandpère next week will make them for everybody to sell them. Pommes frites next week will be made by Grandpère.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Lady Lane. You see, pommes frites?
Oh, French fried potatoes.
Pommes frites, yeah.
Beautiful.
Grandpère will make them next week.
Oh, well, Grandpère.
Pommes frites. Grandpère will make pommes frites next week. Listen, everybody. Pommes frites by Grandpère.
Grandpère will make pommes frites for everyone next week. Grandpère will.
You know, Robert Troll did very well with his French, didn't he?
Not bad.
Très bien. Très bien.
They made me hungry, those French fries.
Why don't we go over to Brockett's Bakery? Maybe Chef Brockett will make us some French fries.
I didn't know he had French fries over there. Well, we couldn't take this. It's too big for a bakery. But we could take the pulley.
You'd like to take the pulley?
Sure, let's. Let's show it to him. Want to go to Chef Brockett's? See if he has any French fries there. I'll take this off.
Pommes frites.
Pommes frites. Yeah. I'll come back. We'll clean this up when I get back. Come along. Chef Brockett.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great.
Do you have any French fries?
Well, I don't have any French fries, but I'll tell you what. My frying machine is hot from something else I made, and I have some peeled potatoes in the refrigerator, so I could make you some.
Good.
Great. Wow, you're going to want a lot of French fries if you're going to use a pulley for them.
No. Okay. No, we just wanted to show this to you.
Oh.
It's one of the things we made ourselves.
Oh, you made it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice. Okay, tell you what, we'll get back in the kitchen. I'll make you some French fries. The only thing is, first of all, because we're in the kitchen and I'm cooking, we all have to shh, right? And the other thing is, frying machine gets very hot. There's hot grease in there, so you can't get near it, okay?
All right.
Okay, just a minute. Mrs. Shank? Honey, you want to watch the front of the store for me?
We're going to
go
to
that. Yes, Mrs. Shank.
We're going to make some French fries.
Okay.
We'll see you. Take care. Did you see the pulley they made?
Oh, it's interesting.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. Take care of you.
Thank you.
Put it over. Rolling pin.
Paper towel. French fries are called pommes frites in French.
I guess that's because the French thought of them first.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the Eiffel Tower. Grand-père.
Grand-père.
Oh, pretend that we're making them. Lift them up.
You want to do it? Oh.
You make this, I made this.
Oh, sure.
See?
All make something together.
Wow, are they good?
May I take mine home with
you? Sure, sure.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's why I put them in there. Nice to take them away.
I like your kitchen.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Hi, Lilo.
Hello, Fred.
Bye-bye, Mrs. Shang.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Give the French fry potatoes a ride on the go-kart. Put my tools away. To sing a song for you and everything I do. Bye, fish. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time. I hope you'll have plenty of time this weekend to do things that you'd like to do. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about all the times we've had together this week, too.
sure. And I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully, I do too. A very special week for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. You're the kind of person people can really like. That's why I like you so much. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.